From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world. Let's go.
Yeah. Welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. It's getting down. It's getting lit. It's live. We are on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete right now. Every Tuesday night at 11 p.m., the Mosh Gelton Show, Best of the Bay 2023. Not to brag, that's just how we swag. You know what I'm saying? We're getting down tonight. I am your host for the next hour. My name is Mosh Gelton, and I'm in tonight with my co-host,
Ian Buck.
That's a buckshot.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And with me and Ian Buck, we've got our homegirl,
Jace Gress.
Jace Gress, nothing less but the best.
Yeah.
And we're not thugging. We just sound a little thugging sometimes, but we're not thugging. We're going to talk about two bands that I grew up listening to. We're going to play a couple of their songs. Buck, I don't know if you know these songs, but I'm excited for you to hear them. And I got this this game where I'm thinking, I don't know if it's going to work, but like I'm going to play like 1 second of a song.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if you guys can guess the song just from 1 second of it.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're pretty big songs. See, you guys, it's not like it's like, oh, I won't know that song. It's just if you can tell from what I play. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I know what you're saying.
So that's, it's going to be dope.
Yeah.
Happy Tuesday, Buck. How you doing, man?
Man, I am doing great. I'm just feeling a little nervous.
You nervous?
Yeah, man. Isn't everybody?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I guess it's just me. I was hearing about these astronauts being stranded on the ISS because of Boeing's Starliner, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to die. Yeah, but I remembered the ISS is like a big cruise ship in space, so they're good.
What's happening?
Yeah, they've been there since June 5th.
Yeah, you didn't hear about this?
Nah, what's going on?
It's been everywhere. Two astronauts are stuck in space. They've been there since June 5th. There's a helium leak, and they can't get them back, but Elon Musk is going to, but not until February.
Are they Americans?
Yes.
That's what makes it important, Mosh. If they were not Americans, then it would be the other country's issue.
Makes sense. It makes sense. Hey, how? Okay, look, I don't, what were they like walking through the woods one day and they ended up at the space station?
No, they were there, they got stranded. Like, what? They were there to go for a mission to do something, a woman and a man. And yeah. They got there, did what they had to do, and then there was a helium leak, so they couldn't return.
What if that woman was with a bear?
She'd be screwed, I guess.
Space bears? Oh,
right?
My gosh, Mosh.
Oh, no.
So, obviously the space station has enough. Don't they send people to the space station and back all the time?
Yeah, there's some reason that they can't get them till February. I don't really know why. Something that they can't, unable to get them.
Would on you, the next episode of Mosh Gelton. No. What?
Would you go to the space station if everything was paid for, you just had a rocket ride, would you go up there?
Oh, most definitely.
You're nuts.
Yeah, I would never.
Really?
Never.
I would never.
Oh, today with current space technology and the constant checking and rechecking, it's actually fairly safe. I wouldn't say it's like the safest mode of travel, but if there's anything wrong, nothing happens.
Well, makes sense.
Right.
And they have to like keep their bodies moving and stuff because, I don't know, something can happen if you don't like move around. And
that's some scientific stuff right there.
Yeah.
She took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say exactly that.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you had those words in your mouth because they were in my mouth. So she must have took them from me, put them in your mouth. Then she took them from you, put them in her own mouth.
Wow. Sounds like a...
I'm an iPhone.
Yeah.
Yo, I just want to say, right, when we sat down to do this show, there was a damn spider on my microphone. We're in this studio pretty regularly. I don't know when this spider had enough time to make this web. This web is I could still, you still see parts of this web? Here's a part of this web here. We were just in here, what, the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
Yesterday.
Anyways, spiders and astronauts, and it's getting wild. Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Don't forget to tune in all the time. This is the best station ever, and we rock it, and we jock it. You've heard of, what is it, Blink-182. You've heard of that band?
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of their offshoot bands?
No.
No?
No, I'm not like a Blink 182 connoisseur. You know what I mean?
Do you know the offshoot, the bands that Tom DeLonge did?
Angels and Airwaves?
Angels and Airwaves is one of them.
Wait, his name's Tom DeLonge.
It is
Tom DeLonge.
I'm sorry, that kind of sounds like a made-up name you would spread around the classroom as a kid.
Nah, there was a dude named DeLonge in my high school, and we used to call him DeLonge Schla.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's better than being named Mo. Mo Lester.
Mo Lester.
Yeah.
What about Phil McCracken?
Oh, I think that one's better.
It's a bad one. Mo Lester's bad.
That one's evil.
If your parents called you Chester, bro, that's wild, bro, to name your kid Chester, I think.
Yeah.
If there's anybody important involved in this radio station and his name is Chester, bro, I completely take back what I said. But if there are no Chesters that are up the chain, Chester's a weird name.
It is.
Yeah, that's not a common name in my experience nowadays.
Well, they did Angels and Airwaves is one of the... It's one of the Blink 182s. You know, like the Blink 182 regular music,
right?
Angels and Airwaves is a hilarious band offshoot. People love them. I think it's hilarious. This is their biggest song. Their biggest song, Angels and Airwaves' biggest song, is called "The Adventure."
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this intro.
It's a long one.
Sounds fire, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's coming. It's coming. That's 1 minute and 1 second of that song was the intro.
Yeah.
Jeez.
The song's fire. I'm going to play it, but what kind of dumb. That's what made me hate this band. I think that was the
purpose, because the adventure. It was like the purpose of it.
I get it, bro, but I mean, let's make this speed up this damn adventure. You know what I'm saying, bro? Okay, here's the music, though, Buck. It's pretty dope.
Give it.
This whole song is just drug out.
It is, yeah.
This is very sad.
And then they're going to do this for like 17 years. Not my favorite offshoot of them.
I remember they were at 97X, Next Big Thing. And
Angels and Airwaves?
Yeah, Angels and Airwaves. And someone blasted a water bottle at Tom DeLonge, and he like took it and then he just kept singing. It's pretty cool.
So somebody hit him with
with the water bottle.
With the water bottle?
Yeah, and he just went back, and then he just kept on singing.
People are dumb, dude.
Yeah,
throwing stuff on stage. It's just, you get your 15 seconds of fame. Well, I mean, what kind of 15 seconds of fame?
Right, like you're going to get kicked out. Yeah, like,
I don't know.
Stupid.
You ping the water bottle, and then, like, they're all, let's say they don't see you.
Right.
And now the guy's all looking mad and everyone's looking for somebody and you're just sitting there like, oh my God, I did it, and they don't know it's me. This is great. I'm getting joy out of this.
Right, I know.
No, I couldn't imagine assaulting anybody DeLonge.
Yeah. Nah, bro.
No.
No, especially with water.
Yeah, it's rude.
Yeah.
Tom's pretty hot, though.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mark Hoppus, Tom DeLonge, Travis Barker, bro.
Yeah.
Sounds like a crazy trio.
My favorite, I liked Boxcar Racer was the other offshoot that was better.
Okay.
Here's their big song. This was like Blink had three bands. This is Tom's. Was this the second one?
Not sure.
This song is a little bit better. This is Boxcar Racer. There is. Yeah, this is a banger. Mm-hmm. It's doing that damn intro. Again,
he likes
though, bro.
Those.
Let's just go, bro.
The nights we used to have, the days have come and gone. Our lives went by so fast. I faintly remember breathing on your bedroom floor, where I laid and told you, but you swear you love me more. Do you care if I don't know what to say? Will you sleep tonight? Will you think of me? Will I shake this off, pretend it's all okay?
Fire, right?
Oh yeah, way better than the first one.
Way better than the first one. I don't know when. I guess Blink is the first band that said, "You know what? We're gonna cry as we sing."
Yeah.
This vacation's useless.
Well, he has that in his voice. Like I feel like purposely. Like.
Does he talk like that normally?
No, I think he purposely sings like that.
But who? What men decided that that was okay to just? I've given a lot of thought on this 13-hour drive.
Right.
Faintly remember sleeping with your girl last night. Like, it's pretty, it's very different from what had come before that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not so, like, assertive. So.
He sounds a little bit like a bitch.
I can't disagree with you there, Mosh.
But I'm jamming to the jams, bro. I love the songs, but it's just like, what is it? Don't waste your time on me. You're already the voice inside my head. Miss you.
Yeah.
It's a banger, bro, but he's the first person to do that weird-ass voice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think I could go up on stage and talk like this.
Put him up against Cornell, man, who's really hitting hard.
Right.
I'll give you a band. All right, we'll bang through the bands. All right, here's the bands that we're going to rock through. Two of them, these are two great bands that I loved growing up. I don't know if you've heard either of these bands. Have you heard of Seether?
Seether?
Seether.
No.
You're 21.
Yes.
I'm 38. He hasn't heard of Seether. What about Chevelle?
No, I haven't heard of that one either.
All right, I'm gonna give you what Daddy's looking for.
Oh,
this is that jam. The first one. This is gonna be Seether. This is called Driven Under.
Lose.
We don't need to play the whole thing. You understand.
That was amazing.
Never heard of Seether.
No, that was the first time I've heard of them.
You got to go look up their catalog, bro. They've got so many bangers. I'd play them all, but Seether is one of those where you're sitting there and you close your eyes and he's, do you know I'm faking? Dude, it was so, when did they come out? 01? 99?
Probably later than that, maybe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But yeah, they were good.
Big time banger. And I always put them together with Chevelle for some reason. Like Chevelle is like Seether. Seether is like Chevelle. And then here's our final jam. I said Seether and Chevelle. Tell me if you could see the contrast that I saw. Here is Chevelle's banger, Send the Pain Below. My kind of jam. That is probably, those two bands are probably the epitome of alt rock. Somebody says, hey, play some alt rock. That's those two bands, Chevelle and Seether. Who else goes in the Chevelle Seether tank?
There's lots.
I mean, Incubus is the same time frame.
Right, yeah.
Chevelle Seether, Tool was
Tool
back then. It's that early 2000s.
Yeah, it's like between 2000 and 2010.
They're lit. So that's what I like, man.
That was amazing.
You liked it?
Yeah, I can definitely see the similarities between the two bands.
That's something that, those are some stuff that you would jam on your own?
Most definitely.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the like the hard intro on the second one, but then how it like gradually eased out into like a, you know, like a slow headbanger, you know.
Slow headbanger.
Yeah.
I like the way that you like the way slow headbanger, that's what it was.
Most definitely.
Good stuff. So there's our music that we're playing for this week. I know everybody loved that stuff, so don't tell me, don't lie. Say that you didn't. This is Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. You're listening to the Mosh Gelatin Show. And we've got a little game we're going to play. See if these guys can guess this music.
Ooh.
Amongst other things. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight, the Mosh Gelatin Show airs on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, featuring late night talk radio, music critique, and your mother. Not near St. Pete? Listen in at RadioSt.Pete.com. The Mosh Gelatin Show. Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
What's up? It's Mosh Gelatin here. And I totally remember when I didn't like anybody on the radio. I thought everybody sucked. I thought I could do way better. And here I am 6 months later, and I feel like I'm doing way better. You should tune in to the Mosh Gelatin Show Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. to midnight to hear the best, the most bombastic, and really the stuff that people won't say because they're scared to get canceled, but we'll toe the line because the Mosh Gelatin Show is a little bit crazy. So tune into the Mosh Gelatin Show Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. on Sunshine 96.7 FM. That's what you do.
What up? It's Beatbox Bob, and I'm gonna tell you the only thing that's sicker than me.
Bob, are you sick?
Oh, I'm sick as can be.
Your voice sounds horrible.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm doing the liner anyway because that's how much I care.
Do the liner, bro. Go ahead.
The Mosh Gelatin Show is the sickest show this side of the Mississippi. I promise you. Tune into the Mosh Gelatin Show. It is sick.
Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight, The Mosh Gelatin Show airs on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, featuring late night talk radio, music critique, and your mother. Not near St. Pete? Listen in at RadioSt.Pete.com. The Mosh Gelatin Show, Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
You like good radio, right, Bob?
I love good radio.
Should we put on good radio?
We should only put on good radio.
Let's only put on good radio.
Put on good radio now and forever.
Which show puts on only good radio?
The Mosh Gelatin Show puts on only good radio.
The Mosh Gelatin Show pops off every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. And if you're not near St. Pete, all you got to do is go to RadioSt.Pete.com. So, Bob, are we great?
We're great.
Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight, The Mosh Gelatin Show airs on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, featuring late night talk radio, music critique, and your mother. Not near St. Pete? Listen in at RadioSt.Pete.com, The Mosh Gelatin Show, Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
What's up? It's Mosh Gelatin here, and I totally remember when I didn't like anybody on the radio. I thought everybody sucked. I thought I could do way better, and here I am 6 months later, and I feel like I'm doing way better. You should tune in to the Mosh Gelatin Show Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. to midnight to hear the best, the most bombastic, and really the stuff that people won't say because they're scared to get canceled, but we'll toe the line because the Mosh Gelatin Show is a little bit crazy. So tune into the Mosh Gelatin Show.
Oh, don't listen to that guy, bro. That dude is... I don't know if Mosh Gelatin's the guy you want to have your kids listening to. You know what I'm saying? Welcome. Well, we didn't go anywhere, but this is the Mosh Gelatin Show. Every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. right here on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I was thinking, I was watching TikTok, so I guess this wasn't my independent thought. This was something I got from TikTok. But I remember I used to go to coffee shops and sit down and bring my notebook in there and start writing.
Mm-hmm.
And you've worked at coffee shops.
Yeah, I still do, actually.
All right, cool. I didn't want to put that. I forgot if we're putting that out there. You work at a coffee shop. When I see even Starbucks. Starbucks used to walk in there and see people with laptops and books, and it was a chill environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now these coffee shops are just like in and out, in and out. There's no like... You need to build a mom and pop coffee store right around here, and that would do a lot of numbers. You know what I'm saying? Because right. These Starbucks and these Dunkin' Donuts, they're not. None of these stores are. All right, let me bring it to you. My bigger picture here, bro. It's a big prison, man.
Yeah.
And you wake up and you go to one. You leave your box, aka your prison,
mm-hmm.
and you go in your car, which would be the prison hallway. that you have to pay for. You actually pay for your prison car. You take your prison car to one box, then you give them some commissary money, then they give you your coffee, and then you drive to your slave labor job.
Yeah.
And then after you're done with your slave labor, you go back to your house, and if you're lucky, you may be able to go on the yard for a little bit. It's a big prison.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why we need better coffee shops.
100%, man. It's the personability, you know what I mean? Like the personal interaction between people that's missing. That's what I notice, you know, because working at a corporate coffee shop, not to name names, but it's just exactly as you stated. People are rushing in, getting their coffee fix, and rushing out. And people don't think of caffeine as a drug, but it actually is the world's number one most consumed drug on a daily basis. And people don't think twice about it. And in America, caffeine doesn't have the same negative stigma that other drugs do. Just to name a few, cocaine, ketamine, fentanyl. You hear fentanyl, everybody starts shaking. But caffeine, get a Red Bull, get a coffee. Hey, I just had some pre-workout, man.
Nobody's dying over caffeine, though.
Right.
Not to the same levels, but caffeine does have a lethal dose.
Oh, absolutely. Just like I consider it like kind of a drug.
Yeah.
Like, I need my caffeine every morning.
You said there's a lethal dose of caffeine you can take?
Yeah.
People OD on caffeine?
It's happened.
It's been 1 week.
Probably from the energy drinks.
Mainly so, but surprisingly, to find out in my own curiosity, energy drinks don't have a huge amount of caffeine. See, an average cup of coffee has anywhere from 90 to 100 milligrams of caffeine. A shot of espresso is just a slightly bit stronger, maxing out around 120 milligrams. Your average caffeinated energy drink beverage goes up to about 160, 175 if you're feeling adventurous. But the pre-workout's where you're getting dangerous. Some scoops of pre-workout exceed 375 milligrams of caffeine per scoop, and people are popping two scoops at once of this.
So 175 could be a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Now, how many milligrams does it take to overdose on caffeine?
Now, we've been talking about 90 here, 100 there, maybe 300. The lethal dose of caffeine average, considering all the, you know, extremes on the both low end and high end, because age, body weight, gender all plays a factor into how much the lethal dose of any substance is. But on average, the lethal dose of caffeine is 10 grams, which equates to 10,000 milligrams. So in order to overdose, you need to drink over 100 cups of coffee in one sitting. Now you have to understand, an average cup of coffee is anywhere from 8 to 10 fluid ounces.
How many grams are, we're getting in the weeds, how many grams did you say it would take of caffeine before a lethal dose?
10,000 milligrams or 10 grams.
That's what it says here. How you can die from caffeine. The lethal dose of caffeine for most people, says Temple, which is a professional, is about 10 grams, although it varies from person to person.
Yes.
10 straight grams of caffeine.
Yeah.
So that's 100 cups of coffee.
Yeah, that's 10 cups of coffee 10 times in a very short time span, because your kidneys, your body's going to be processing all that caffeine out of it. You know, that's considering that you take 10,000 milligrams at once.
Do you drink coffee?
I do, avidly.
Do you get like headaches and stuff like that if you don't?
Occasionally, but I don't think that's more so from the lack of caffeine as it is from an inconsistent eating regimen.
Right. Yeah. Right. I get a little caffeine headache when don't get my coffee.
Yeah, if I don't get my coffee, I'll get a headache.
Yeah, but I do find that in those moments of, you know, I'm in between meals and it's been, you know, I can tell I'm getting hungry, I have a cup of coffee, the headache goes away. So probably has something to do with it.
Yeah. And I bang out like 700 calories per cup of coffee. I'm trying to gain weight, bro. Coffee will replace a meal for me, right, bro. I drink a big old bunch of mocha in there, seven sugars, two cream. I don't like milk, bro. Milk is a weird thing.
Really?
I do. I like it.
It's a weird thing.
I like half and half for the coffee.
It's animal teat juice.
And isn't there like creatine in the workout stuff too? Couldn't that be like bad for you?
No, actually, that's okay. A misconception. Creatine is actually one of the only over-the-counter substances that have been proven for the past 90 years to have beneficial effects for both muscle building and cognitive function.
Well, I think it has positive and negative. If you do too much.
I eat the muscle milk stuff.
Yeah, muscle milk.
I don't know. I think it's got whey protein in there.
Whey protein is good. That is derived from milk. So,
I don't like milk. I guess that's
the powder form. Maybe.
And they tell you to take it and either put it in milk or the powder in milk or water. And I got to put it in water. I can't.
Right. Really?
Yeah. It's like when I'm drinking a big old glass of milk, I'm feeling like I'm drinking straight out of an animal's chest. Mm. And it's just guzzling. And then like the enzymes that this is for a bait, it's just sick. It's almost like I'm eating a living creature when I drink.
Right.
It's weird.
They do say that humans weren't like supposed to drink milk or something. I don't know. Something weird.
Well, there's a lot of science that goes into all of that. But the reason that, whey and all these other protein sources are a more common choice is because they have what's known as a higher protein bioavailability. So any given amount of that protein that you consume, your body's going to be able to absorb the majority of it, such as eggs, milk, beef, anywhere from 90 to 99%, your body's going to be able to absorb all that protein available. But when you get to like beans, soy, wheat, your body gets lower protein bioavailability, which means you're only able to absorb like 60 to 70% of the protein available.
Hey, Alexa, should I keep drinking whey or not?
Yes.
You sound exactly like Alexa to me.
Oh, yeah?
Contrary to popular belief, in 1984, the consumption of caffeine grew at an exponential pace. Oh, it was really good. You're very knowledgeable about your coffee stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I used to consume a lot of pre-workout, going to the gym pretty much every day. You know, it gets you going. It's a very easy stimulant that everybody can get their hands on. So just the ease of consumption worried me because I've heard of people overdosing or at least worst case scenario having like nauseous reactions, right? Like just vomiting their brains out from drinking too much pre-workout. So it got me thinking, is it the pre-workout? Is it something in there? Is it just these people being stupid? Like,
I never took pre-workout. I always just, it's always go work out, work your ass out hard, and then go eat protein. That's it. Yeah. Work out and eat a lot of protein afterwards. I always get jacked up.
Yeah. It's the building blocks, right? That's where the protein comes from, right? So the pre-workout is just like an energy to get you going, right? But if you have the self-motivation, it's really just a luxury. Now, when you're a high-level athlete like Olympian Michael Phelps, maybe pre-workout and a specified eating regimen is very useful to fine-tune your athletic body. But I know I'm not an athlete. Are you, Mosh?
I don't know. People say I look like a UFC, like an MMA fighter. Do I look like an MMA fighter?
You do.
Yes.
When I like in 2 months, I'm going to be 20 pounds heavier and be jacked. Everywhere I go, people are going to be like, yo, bro, are you in the UFC, dude? Are you in MMA? Everybody comes up to me and says I look like an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. You just have that look.
Yeah.
I think you should do it. But you say, I'm too old.
I'm too old and I smoke too long.
All right, I know.
I could probably, I'd probably do good. Like right now, my weight is low as hell. Right now, I'm 155, which means I could cut down to probably for a fight, probably 135.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if there's anybody in the damn UFC that could beat me at 135, bro.
Right.
Like I can cut down. I'm 5'11". Yeah, but I'd probably want to fight in 145. But yeah, dude, I mean, I do. You ever done jiu-jitsu or anything like that?
Not of the grappling sports, but I did practice what's known as Wing Chun Kung Fu for a while.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah, so
it's Bruce Lee stuff, right?
Exactly. So Bruce Lee learned from Ip Man, if y'all ever, not endorsing anything, but if y'all are curious to figure out what it is.
IP Man, the movie.
Look up Ip Man.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's available on Netflix for free, just so y'all don't have to spend any money. And you can actually see, because they slow it down, the technique between fighting, right? Where the idea behind it, to break it down, is karate, right, is a hard martial art. Kung Fu is a soft martial art. Now, to explain the difference, it has nothing to do with the effectiveness, but more so how you deal with oncoming energy from your opponent. See, with karate, you use force against force, right? Arm blocks, things of that nature, mm-hmm. right? But you're limited, because how are you going to use more force against somebody that is heavier, has more force, is stronger? You can't.
The Wing Chun is using their momentum against them.
Right, using their energy and force and certain techniques of how you angle your body in relation to theirs as an advantage. Now, it was originally developed by a Shaolin monk, a female Shaolin monk, in order to defeat stronger, more capable opponents.
Nice. Makes sense. I mean, you're gonna need something, though. Most of them fights end up on the ground, and that's why I suck standing up, bro. I mean, I'm just not good at like swinging, bro.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like every time I go to punch somebody in the face, I'm always like, damn, I'm gonna hurt this person.
Right.
I just don't even want to hurt them, even if they're swinging at me. I'm like, bro, if I crack this dude, bro, that's gonna hurt him.
Right.
So I always want to take a dude down. I mean, I got hands, you know what I'm saying? I got a little bit of hands, but from what I learned in street fighting, and I don't fight no more unless it's absolutely necessary, is that nobody knows what they're doing when it goes to the ground.
Right.
Nobody has any idea what to do. They're just trying to get back up.
Yeah.
And I just take you right down to the ground where, you know, this is my world now, and I put your ass in a rear naked before you even know it. And then we fight. First, I get you in the rear naked,
mm-hmm.
and then we go fight.
And along that line of thought, I feel like Bruce Lee was more correct in his divergent from Wing Chun Kung Fu, because it's a self-defense, right, style.
Now you're going to Jeet Kune Do.
Right, Jeet Kune Do, where he...
I'm with you, I follow you.
He developed everything into his style, right? Grappling, striking, kicking, so on and so forth, to make a more developed self-defense style. See, martial arts originating from Wing Chun, it's not an offensive fighting technique, right? It's a defensive. You wait like a praying mantis.
Yeah, right? I've actually read his Wing Chun, or his Jeet Kune Do, is that right?
Right, The Tao of Jeet Kune Do by Bruce Lee.
I've read that book by him.
I have that book.
It's a big book.
It is.
Yeah, I had that book. I read it. It's pretty good. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about Bruce Lee. Just like what's his name? Quentin Tarantino.
Ooh.
In that movie Hollywood, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which my boy what's his name? Spider Murphy just said on a post. He said, "Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is the best movie that Quentin Tarantino ever made." Mm. And I'm like, "Dude, it's actually the worst."
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually the worst.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Bro, nobody can portray Hollywood in the 60s like that." And I'm like, "All right, but it's still trash." But I mean, the problem with Bruce Lee being a badass is he wasn't in many tournaments. He wasn't in any of the films. There's not a lot of footage of him fighting. So how can you be like, "All right, this is the baddest dude that ever lived."
Right.
When you got Anderson Silva on footage on steroids.
No, and that's a huge point that I've combed over for many years. It's like, well, people claim Bruce Lee's undefeatable with his small stature of 136 pounds and his knowledge of all the martial arts out there. And you see his dual wielding of nunchucks, impervious to oncoming attacks. Now, in the reality of fighting, while the fanciful is nice to think of, that's never going to work. You have somebody twice his size that's taller than him, that's stronger than him. All right, he's going to lose. Let's take somebody like the Mountain, right? Hathorn Bjornsson. That guy is literally a mountain, as stated by his nickname. How is Bruce Lee, a man that's a fraction of his size, hypothetically speaking, going to beat him? You can't.
Unless it goes to the ground. You tire him out and it goes to the ground.
Well, even then, going to the ground, presents just a different style of fighting, which if you're not accustomed to, you're not going to win. And in grappling, you can have all the technique you want, but when you have a guy that's as big as the mountain, I don't think technique's going to be enough.
Bro, I'm going to show you some videos of some tiny dudes beating the hell out of some big dudes. Have you ever seen the movie, the way that you're putting... Have you ever seen the movie The Princess Bride?
It sounds familiar. I think I've seen bits and pieces.
Classic.
Let me give you a quick backstory. So what it is the back in the medieval times, Buddy wants the princess. He's a farm boy, whatever. She goes off, and then now he's trying to find her, whatever. She gets stolen.
Right.
Now he's going to look to save her, and there's dudes after his ass. So in one of these scenes, it's supposed to be the greatest sword fighting scene of all time. And in one of these scenes, the guy, the main character, the hero, he gets up the mountain, right?
Right.
And then the guy that's following him is stuck, and he's looking up, and the hero's looking down. He's like, "You all right, bro?" And he's like, "Nah, I'm dying, bro." And he's like, "Here, take this rope." The dude that's trying to kill him, he throws the rope down to him.
Oh.
And he's like, "Here." And then so he gets up. He finally gets up on the rope, and this dude's coming to kill him, and he pulls him over.
But he helps him.
So they both sit down for a second because they're out of breath because he gets up. And then the hero's like, "You good? Take your time, bro. Take your time. I know you just, we'll do this in a second. And then finally, are you ready to go?" And it's the greatest scene. I wonder, let's play the audio.
"I promise I will not kill you until you reach the top."
That's very...
Oh, I said it backwards. The Spanish guy is the bad guy. The hero was the one trying to get up there, bro. Okay. And the Spanish guy's looking down at him right now saying, because he's supposed to be a noble Spanish guy. He's like, "I promise I won't kill you until you get to the top." That's what it was.
I got
you. So the hero's climbing up, and the Spanish dude's looking down saying, "I got your back."
"I promise I will not kill you until you reach the top."
"That's very comforting, but I'm afraid you'll just have to wait."
I hate waiting.
"Will give you my word as a Spaniard?"
"No good. I've known too many Spaniards."
"Is there any way you'll trust me?"
"Nothing comes to mind."
"I swear on the soul of my father, Domingo Montoya, you will reach the top alive."
Throw me the rope.
Because he knows he's gonna try to kill him when he gets to the top. This is the fires movie of all time.
So good.
So he throws him the rope. He's climbing up the top.
"Thank you.
Well, wait until you're ready."
See, he pulls out his sword right when he gets up there. And the Spaniard's like, wait till you're ready.
"Again, thank you.
Now they're just sitting there chilling after the dude just climbed up. This is the greatest movie.
"I do not mean to pry, but you don't by any chance happen to have six fingers on your right hand?"
"Do you always begin conversations this way?"
"Because his father was killed by a six-fingered man, Buck."
Whoa.
"His father was killed by a six-fingered man."
Wait, was he fingered six times or he has six fingers?
No. He probably was, but I mean, pointed out, like, that's him. They fingered him. That's the only way that they could do that. So they did point him out seven times.
Is that how his father died, by the six fingerings?
Yes. That's exactly how he died.
I got to watch this movie.
You really got to watch
this
movie.
It's such a good movie.
All right. We're running low on time. I'd love to play this whole scene where they get into this big old...
"We're for Ficina to pay the bills."
They talk for like 10 minutes before they get in the greatest sword fight of all time.
"You're using Bonetti's..."
Now I just want to sit here and watch this movie now.
Yeah.
But we're going to play a game. All right, here's the game. I'm going to play 1 second of a song.
Yes.
And you guys are going to have to guess what the song is after me just playing 1 second. I want to see how this works.
1 second is so short.
1 second is short. But are you guys ready to see if you can do it?
Ready.
All right. Say got it if you got it. Here's the first one. I'm going to play a second of a song, and you got to guess what the song is.
Oh.
Oh.
I think I know it. I got it.
You got it?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, I got it.
What is it?
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
It is Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Jess gets the first one.
All right.
Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. All right. All right.
Of course, of course.
You may be good, but let's see how good you are, Jess. Here's the next one. 1 second on the clock. We're going to play a second of this song right here. And here it is.
I know who it is. I know who it is. I just have to think of the song.
I'll call it.
What is it?
Well, I think the artist is Michael Jackson.
That's right.
Right. I'm not sure if this is the song title, but it's like, I'm bad, I'm bad.
That is the song title for that song. No, yeah. That's not the song.
I know, that's not the song.
Yeah.
That should give it away.
Oh, dang, son.
I know, what is the name of the song?
Oh, got it.
What?
Thriller.
That's it.
Yeah. It was Thriller. Okay. Nice. So let me hold you tight and share up
together. Good job, Buck.
Good job.
Thank you. Good job, Buck.
So Buck's got a point. Jess has a point. Let's see if these guys can keep rocking and rolling, and let's see if they can guess the song by just hearing 1 quick second. All right, here's the next one. This really giving me some trouble here. Thank you. Here's the next song. Whoa, that was loud.
Oh, I know it.
Dang.
I know it. Oasis. It's Oasis.
It is Oasis.
Gonna be the one that saves me. Wonderwall.
That's it.
All right. You should have somehow realized what you're not
to do. I don't believe it is Oasis Wonderwall. About you now. This is a banger. That is. Oh, we know this song, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's 2 for Jess, 1 for Buck. We're rocking and rolling right here on the Mosh Gelatin Show. Sunshine 96.7 FM every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Here's the next song. Let's see if you guys know it from 1 second of the song. It's coming in so loud. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Third Eye Blind. What the heck is it? What's the name of it?
It's Third Eye Blind.
It is Third Eye Blind.
Yeah, I don't know that band.
It's a hard name. I'll give it to you. Third Eye Blind, it's Jumper.
Jumper, that's it, Jumper.
You guys know it. That was Jumper.
Yeah.
All right. Jess has 3, but Buck is not out yet. Buck, you still got a chance to bring it on back.
All right.
All right. This one is for 2 points. You guys can get it. Let's hear this second, and we'll see what song this is.
That was it?
It's a couple songs that kind of start that way.
Ooh.
Oh, dang it. I know it too.
Everybody listening knows it.
Oh, I got it.
What is it?
Stairway to Heaven.
It's 2 points.
Nice.
Buck gets the 2 points. It is.
What is it?
Stairway to Heaven. She wants to be sure. Because you know sometimes words have to be. Everybody gets mad at me that I don't. It's not my favorite song in the world, but it was Stairway to Heaven. Let's see for the win. The tie. Oh no, there's two more.
Okay.
Ooh.
There's two more. So here you go again. Here's 1 second. What song is this?
Kind of loud.
Mm.
Britney Spears. Hit me, baby, one more time.
It is Britney Spears. All right, for the win, because this one's worth 2 points, and you guys, you're only down $1, so you can get the win right here. You ready?
Right. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's a clip.
Oh.
No ideas?
Mm-mm.
Not yet. Dang.
It's an old school song.
It is.
Oh. I know the name of the song.
What is it?
Is it Louie?
No, it's not.
It's the Beatles?
It is the Beatles.
Oh, dang. At a disadvantage.
Oh, yeah, okay. Get all out. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the song. Mm-hmm. Twist and Shout.
That's it. Just got it. Listen, bro, listen to him screaming, bro. This dude is
so good.
Pretend like this is Kurt Cobain, bro. This is the Beatles. Listen to this guy screaming these bars, bro. He's giving it all. You know you look so fine.
Yeah.
Come on, baby, now. Oh, my gosh. This is the song that made me become a believer of the Beatles.
Bro. Yeah, that song's so good.
They get down. That's just like Kurt. He's screaming, bro. No wonder why the chicks back in the 60s were like, oh, my God. This
like fainting.
Sexy.
Yeah.
He's just belting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Twist and Shout. Apparently China is telling its Gen Zers that to beware of rock and roll and online dating because it could be U.S. spy stuff.
Really?
Yeah. They're saying
rock and roll?
It could be traps by the West. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I believe it. They have a lot of weird government policies that they push on their citizens. Like, you know how over here in the U.S. we have right to privacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't have that
real
over.
Private.
Yeah, they don't have that in China. But what they do have is imagery rights.
Mm.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, you don't know, Mosh? You don't know about imagery rights over in China?
I guess I don't.
No, let me tell you more. So apparently, without the consent of the other party, you cannot video, photograph, or share pictures of another person online if they're a Chinese citizen. And there's been arguments of Chinese citizens being tourists to other countries, right, mind you, trying to force the citizens of the countries they're touring to stop taking pictures of them.
Well, that don't make sense, obviously.
Right. You're not in
your country.
Right.
But what does that say about the freedom of speech and the First Amendment in China? I mean, obviously, they don't have a First Amendment, but
right.
Under what pretense is it illegal to post images of somebody? Like, where is the qualm?
Right.
I guess it's just up in the air, whatever the Chinese government wants to say.
What's
the reasonable?
I mean, there was something that happened, and they were like, okay, no more of sharing other people in your pictures.
So what if I look at somebody in public in China, and then I remember them very well, uh-huh, and then I go draw a picture of them and post it? Is that illegal?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think it's illegal. I just think it's very hypocritical because, you know, the Chinese government is one of the biggest surveillance states in the entire world, and they have huge technological infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
To track, facial identify.
But no, I agree, but I'm saying that if they're saying that you can't take pictures, what is the difference between taking a picture of somebody and posting it or me seeing somebody drawing them and posting it? It's the same thing, isn't it?
You could argue that there's slight differences, but it, you know, I see your point. You know, it's you're sharing somebody's details and what they look like. And if that's protected for a Chinese citizen, why isn't that illegal as well?
Why am I even allowed to see things outside?
Right.
Like if I can't, I shouldn't even be able to look at that person because privacy, bro.
Yeah.
Well, hey, if I would not doubt it if the Chinese government starts taking away their citizens' eyeballs like they took away their rights to
watch out. Well, I wouldn't doubt it either, though, man. The Chinese people don't play around over there. They seem to be doing good, but what I thought was wild was India just surpassed them in population.
That is wild.
1.7 billion. So India is now the number one most populous country in the world, which to me, I'm not a financial advisor, but India, underdeveloped, has the most people in the world, probably want to invest in Indian businesses right now.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think, Raj?
Well, I would tell you, Gitsa, that because the Indian free market is in and of itself free, Gitsa, we have the capabilities to give you as much international financial capabilities, sir. But over there in China, sir, one thing that people do not know, sir, it is right across my hometown, is that the people of China cannot take out more than 10,000 yuan a year.
How come? I'm just curious, Raj. Why does your head bounce like a bobblehead?
Now, that is a social cultural thing. You do not understand. It is a sign of gratitude, good sir.
Well, I appreciate your gratification of... What are you gratified for?
I'd appreciate you gratifying my appreciation of your appreciation, good sir.
I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you, good sir. But as I was saying, good sir, the people of the Chinese government is limited in their financial capabilities, sir.
I believe that.
That is very true, sir.
I should have pulled you out earlier.
You maybe could have should have, sir.
Now we got a rock. All right, guys, listen, every Tuesday night, at 11 p.m., Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. We are winding down the year, and it's September, not winding down yet. We got a bunch of big stuff. We got Creative Loafing that we probably will win. And if we don't, that's cool too, but that's going to be a big deal. We got a lot of stuff coming up. So beware, because these shows are going to get wilder and wilder. This is the number one show, Creative Loafing 2023, Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. This is the Mosh Jelton Show.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Jelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.